Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, this one is over, and now it's time for the longest running mashup. It's Show Meets Show. The Wendy's Big Show meets the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, live from the Hyundai of West Dallas Postgame Studios, here's the Big Show's Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Bill Baby Tau Schmid, and the franchise, Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim? Come on, ask me a lineup question.
It is a final from Miller Park, and the results are good. The final is the game, the series, and the homestand. And once again, the Brewers victorious here. Their sixth consecutive victory. Welcome, everybody. It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey as we meet the Wendy's Big Show today in the Hyundai of West Dallas postgame studios. 7-3, the final. The Brewers put a capper on the series
capper.
And a homestand. Wow.
And how about this team, Timmy? Just rolling. Just continue to roll. And it happens ever since they hit that low water mark of 500. If that's your low water mark, I'm not going to be upset at all.
That was back when they were 13-13. Now 39 games in, guys. The first 13 were pretty good. Middle 13, not so good. The latest 13, they're 10-3 in the last 13 games. They cap off a 8-2 homestand in the 10 games and find themselves at a high water mark of 7 games over 500 at 23-16. And pitching, damn, that pitching's good right now. Guys, it is. As bad as those numbers indicated about 10 days ago, they are outstanding, giving up. Now, in the 6-game winning streak, they've given up 12 runs. In the 6-game winning streak, and oh, by the way, Billy can attest to this last Saturday night. By the way, one of the six games was an 18-inning game. So in theory, it's in effect 7 games of 12-run baseball for this Brewers pitching staff. They've been outstanding.
And the bullpen has done everything you've asked them to do, Tim, too. And that's been the toughest part of this team. And how about it again? You see Birch Smith go out there, just do what you got to do, and now Birch Smith, here you go. We'll give you a nice piece of paper. This is your boarding pass, sir. Please make sure that you keep your luggage and your bags in the upright position, seat backs and tray tables up, and enjoy San Antonio. But thanks for helping us out while you were here.
And Josh Hader did get the save today. It was a little bit of a runaway game early, and we'll get to our recap here in just a second. It was a 6-0 in this game early. And then it was 7-1, so a couple of 6-run leads in this one. Tightened up a little bit. Matt Albers gives up a couple of runs late. And then Josh Hader has to come in. But you know what? Hader's in a good situation right now. He hasn't pitched in a while. And with the off day tomorrow, he is still eligible or available for 2 of the 3 games in Chicago this weekend at Wrigley Field. So I don't think it was too much to worry about there. It might just be a tune-up heading into the Cubs series.
And it just continues to make sure that you're ready to rock and roll playing your best baseball. While that team, Tim, let's call a spade, they're probably playing the best baseball that they've played all year long. I don't know how much better they could be playing coming into this situation either on Friday for 2 day games and then your only Sunday night baseball game of the year. It's a travesty, but it is what it is.
Yeah, they get one. The Cubs get 3 in a row. So they had the Cardinals last week. They have the Brewers this week. And then I think the Nationals next Sunday night is like a Cubs Sunday night.
Right, because this Brewers Nationals team is just so good that they should be on Sunday night baseball every week.
Exactly. 799-1250. All right, so we're just about at the quarter turn here, guys. 39 games in. Quarter turn is roughly about the second inning of Saturday's game. That'll be the exact mathematical quarter turn, but in essence, it is the quarter mark of the season. 25% in. Does this team have enough for a deep run and or a World Series title? Do they have enough here? Have you seen enough to say, oh, yeah, yeah, they're fine. They're fine, little up and down in the middle there, in the middle of April, mid to late April. But, yeah, they do have enough.
Yeah, no, or, no, 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 no. It's the middle of May, for God's sakes. We're not in August having this conversation. I mean, Travis Shaw sucks right now. That's a problem. Another 0-for-4 game. Chuck Freeman was about this on Twitter. Now, he has to obviously figure it out. Ryan Braun had a great game the other day, which is fine, but he has to get going consistently at this point, too. Aguilar needs to pick it up. Grandal hasn't been hitting the same as he was in the beginning of the year. I mean, to be this much over 500 is great, considering all those negative things I said, and we haven't even talked about the pitching. But you just have to think they're going to have to make more roster moves before the end of the season, put themselves in that position. Whether that's Keston Hira coming up and being the everyday second baseman and having him hitting consistently towards the top part of this lineup in place of Travis Shaw, who finds himself somewhere else, or something along those lines. This offense has to get better. And then, you know, pitching-wise, I'm just still not convinced that what you have in the starting five right now is going to be good enough for a full season.
The Brewers, then Stevie, what you're saying is then that Braun, Zeus, and Shaw will not hit the rest of the year. Because here's why. It's a good thing. They're seven games over 500, despite what you just said with Braun, Shaw, and Zeus.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. So
right.
So if you believe that they're not going to hit again, then we can say, okay, then with absolutely, there will be moves. We get that. But will it be with Braun, Shaw, and Zeus? I doubt it. I doubt it because I know they'll hit. Sooner or later, they're going to hit. And that's the celebration of a seven game over and hanging in there as a tough team. That's the celebration of this, that yes, they're going to be in this thing all the way to the end. Cubs, Cardinals, Brewers, they're going to fight it out all summer long. I cannot wait.
And I don't know where this comes into a conversation, and I don't even want to speak it because I feel like I could speak it into truth. But guys, they were very, very healthy last year. And so far, outside of Christian Yelich missing a week, Lorenzo Cain missing a couple of days, Travis Shaw getting hit on the hand, Ryan Braun really hasn't had extended time off. That's another issue here when you're talking about, do they have enough right now to make sure that they can make it to the World Series or at least to where they were last year in the NLCS? I believe if healthy, if all things are square, I think they have as good of a chance as anybody. But health is going to be a major concern for this team as well going forward.
799-1250. Yeah, do you believe after 25% of the season here in just a game or two that they have the ability, have the horses, and have your assurance, if you will, your confidence, that they will make some changes, make some acquisitions at the deadline, the trade or two, or someone's going to pop up from the minors, as Stevie mentioned, Keston Hira probably. It could be Dubon, it could be Zach Brown, we don't know, but there's going to be some adjustments, if you will. Have you seen enough yet with a 23-16 mark here in the 2019 championship season? The most positive thing that you could say, schedule, rough. Injuries, rough. Slow starts to those three guys Stevie mentioned, rough. Yet they're still, this shouldn't that be an indicator of how good, just how good this team is
last year,
at seven games over?
Last year I had a feeling of special, like week two or whatever it was. I'm just not there with this team. Not yet. Not right now. Haven't seen enough. Now, again, it's middle of May. Like I said, a lot's going to change here in 4.5 months, I'd have to imagine, with everybody. Cardinals could get hurt. Cubs could get hurt, whatever. Cubs appear to be better than they were last year at this point. Chris Bryant appears to be starting to figure out how to hit again, which is not good for the rest of this division. Cardinals are better than I thought they were going to be. I don't know what everybody else thought they were, but they're playing better than I thought they were. This division's going to be tougher than it was last year, and this Brewers team needed a playoff game in order to win the division last year to get into the playoffs, and now you've added a third team into this mix, which tells me you're probably going to need more than what you had last year. And last year they won, what, 95, 96 games? So you're going to have to be probably in that range again, somewhere around that number again.
I'll say this for one thing about last year, that why I feel better about it than this year. Last year, Tim, to start out the year, it was you had a gauntlet of you had to play the Cubs. What was it? You had three series against the Cubs last year, two or three series in that first month. and you came out of that first month 1-7 against the team that you squarely looked at and knew was going to be the thorn in your side. And the Brewers, for consistency problems at the plate more last year, was when they had their consistency problems. They were shut out more than any team in baseball at this point in the season. At this point in the season, they haven't been shut out once.
Exactly. They did turn things around and then own the Cubs for a while, and they own them still.
Mm-hmm. And they've owned them since.
They've owned them since. There's no question. 799-1250.
Pay that rent and take them this weekend.
Do you think that you've seen enough to know that this team has a shot for a deep run and or a World Series? We're at about the 25% of the season mark here. Starting to chip away. Well, you wouldn't know it by the weather outside. I'll tell you that. But spark of the game, we'll say Christian Yelich in the bottom of the first inning. That was it with Current Electric. He got the Brewers on the board with a solo shot, his league-leading 16th home run of the year. And there's your spark of the game with Current Electric. We'll take a break here and come back and recap the rest of the game.
I want to hear what Gary has
Woodruff
to say, too.
Has really turned things around. We'll get into that conversation and the pitching conversation. Do they have enough? As Wendy's Big Show meets the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey. Brewers win again. They're sixth straight. And this guy's got to be pretty happy. It's Gary Ellerson, a six-pack of wins for the crew. And now a message from the Jewelry Center.
My good friend Dean Murray, 76 in Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. And a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Go check my good friend out, Dean Murray, at the Jewelry Center, because he has a piece of jewelry out there that you want that you can save a lot of money on. Go see him today, folks. Hey, is Mother's Day coming up soon?
Sunday. This weekend, yep.
Is that this weekend? Yep. Listen, guys, if you haven't done it, you better go do it. Mother's Day is this Sunday. So my good friend over at the Jewelry Center, Pandora, Alex and Ani, just to name a few things, jewelry that they have over that you can go buy that your mom would surely love.
That's better than the macaroni necklace I was
going to
make.
And what about, you know, I think most guys got to buy their wives something too for Mother's Day, right? Is that a thing, Steve?
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, what? Guys, get over
Not
there
my mom?
Right now. Your dad does. Your dad buys your mom something for Mother's Day. I'm sure she does. Get over there right now. Go see him.
Maybe does.
Dean Murray, 76 in Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, Tri-City National Bank Building. On the second floor, yeah. And new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, the Brewers get their sixth consecutive win today by beating the Nationals and sweeping them in the three-game series, 7-3 the final. They've won six straight and 8 of 10 on the homestand, 10 of 13. Going back to that
Let me hear those again.
In New York.
Can you read me those again?
10 of 13 they've yep. won, 6 in a row, and 8-2 on the 10-game homestand. Wow.
That's just music to the ears.
Wrench and go drive of the game. We have got to go to Christian Yelich after Brandon Woodruff throws a scoreless first half of that first inning. It was Christian Yelich after a ground out from Lorenzo Cain, drive of the game.
Yelich, as you would imagine, has done some damage. He's done damage against about everybody. But against Hellickson, 9 for 26 against him. A good sample size, and he hits one hard. Deep right center, 1-0 Brewers. Number 16 for the MVP.
That's two batters in. They've got the lead. Moustakas then reaches on error. Brawny draws a walk. And, hey, sometimes the ball bounces your way when you're rolling. Eric Thames.
Thames will lift one into left field. Adam Eaton. And he overran it. It's a fair ball, and it bounces into the seats for a ground rule double. Moustakas will come around as the misery's continuing defensively for the Nationals.
Yeah, I don't know if Adam Eaton didn't see the ball. That's what I'm going to guess. Him and Ryan Braun should have a conversation of playing left field during the day. But you've got the dome there. It just was misplayed, but it bounced right for the Brewers. 2-0 at that point. Travis Shaw then worked a walk to load the bases. 2 in, 1 out. Manny Pena, who strikes out for the second out. And that brings up Orlando Arcia.
And there's a base hit into right field. Braun's in. Here comes Thames. The throw from Robles. He airmailed it. Over to third goes Shaw. And a big first inning for Milwaukee.
Doubles the lead right there. 4-0 as the Brewers bat around in that first inning, plating 4 runs. That's the second time they have batted around in the prior 3 innings of work, because they did that in the 7th inning. Did not bat in the 9th yesterday. So did that in the 7th inning yesterday. First inning today, 3 hits, a couple of walks. Had an error for the Nationals. It's 4-0 early on. And Woody allows a couple of base runners in that second inning, but no runs. Dozier worked his pitch count up. He had an 11-pitch at-bat. Brewers back at it in the bottom half of the second inning after another ground out by Kane. Christian Yelich, a full count, great at-bat, base hit. It set the stage for Moose.
Fly ball, hit back into right field. Robles, drifting near the wall. Make the catch? Or no, no, it's out of here.
He didn't have it.
Everybody held up. And it is out of here, a home run.
Took Phil McCover the wild. Nobody knew where it
took
was.
Took us all a while.
Yeah. 6-0 at that point, and Manny Pena would hit a solo shot later on in the game. Brandon Woodruff in this one. 6 innings of a 4-hit, 1-run ball. Your boy Woody there, Billy, mm-hmm. You're right, man. Out of the 3 younger dudes in that rotation, he's the one that's stepping up.
Told you. And what else he has is he's gone through these trials and tribulations that Freddie's going through right now, where it's so magnified because you have multiple guys in right now. You have multiple names and multiple dudes needing to produce as youngsters in that rotation. Woody did it last year for one game, and now he's ready for the moment. He's seen big league hitters. He's gotten big league hitters out. He has the confidence he need, and he is starting to hit a stride.
He is. No walks in the performance for Woody today. 9 strikeouts. That's a career high. Matt Albers into some trouble in that 7th inning, allows a couple of runs, and Alex Claudio had to come in, bail him out. Junior Guerra, a scoreless 8th inning. Burt Smith, your guy right there, runs into a little bump in the road. They got a call on Josh Hader, but he walked
the man. It wasn't even a bump in the road. It was one guy on base. Come on.
Travis Shaw
no
with an error.
Birch.
Defensively in this one, but there's your final 7-3 as the Brewers' high water mark now reaches 7 games over 500, and they cap off an 8-2 homestand in the 10 games. Big time day off tomorrow, and don't look now with the Bucks game tonight, guys. You realize the last 3 days that the Bucks and Brewers have played on the same day, both teams have won.
So if the Bucks lose tonight, it's the Brewers' fault.
Well, no, the Brewers won, so it in line should mean that the Bucks win, and they'd be 4-0 in the last 4 days they have played on the same day.
And it appears the whole team, according to Eric Thames, after the game, is headed to go sit in their suite to watch the
that
game
is
tonight.
Outstanding.
He asked if this thing was still on the PA after the game and said, "Hey, go Bucks, go. We're all heading to the game right now."
Has Vince McMahon, do you think, offered that guy like a deal to be a professional wrestler once he's done?
He doesn't know who that dude is. No chance.
Are you serious?
Vince McMahon.
He's that jacked, and he's got that many tattoos. Vince McMahon knows who he is.
I'm telling you, he has no idea.
Yeah, I think he does.
No, he's trying to figure out how to get the XFL to work.
Timmy, how cool do you think it is, though, to have all those Brewers that close and wanting to make sure that people know that they're going to be at this game tonight?
I mean, I think that's all part of getting a special kind of deal going, getting a special run going. And I know it doesn't feel quite yet like last year. Right? Stevie mentioned that in the last segment. Mm-hmm. I get that, but that doesn't mean it can't happen in other ways here. And it looks like it kind of is. These guys, it's not the names. I think that's where the misnomer is. I think we'd all want Dallas Keuchel or Kimbrel or whoever. Just pick a name. We'd all want that. We'll get to some Keuchel conversation, too, coming up. But it's the way in which Council handles this pitching staff. And that's the part that's flying under the radar. Don't look at the names. Don't look at the names when you got to go up against DeGrom and Syndergaard and Wheeler and these guys stacked in a rotation somewhere. These guys down in Houston and these guys down in Chicago. I know the names by comparison don't stack up by splash value. But it's the way I don't believe most managers could handle a staff like Craig Counsell is handling right now. And that's what's flying under the radar, guys. It is. You've got a dude that can handle the pitching staff. He knows what he's got. He knows what the guys have on a given night. He knows what they've got in the tank on a given day, on a given start, a bullpen appearance. Is he feeling well? That's the finger of the pulse of Craig Counsell. I'm telling you right now, it is. That's the masterful part of Counsell. That's the masterful part of the way they put this thing together. We'd all love Scherzers and Verlanders. We all would. Every team would. But since you can't have that, or at least don't have that this year, then start looking at the positive in which who you have, how they're handled. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure it does.
That's the bonus here for the Brewers under Craig Counsell. Would Stearns like to deal with Keuchel and his agent? I have a little bit of an issue with what Keuchel said the other day. I don't know if you guys got to that yesterday.
No, we didn't get into it, but it was something else.
It's interesting. It really is. And I wanted to get Gary's feedback on that as a former pro to see where he lies on that. And it's something, man. It is. We'd all love him to sign him and just stack on here. There will be more. 799-1250. Go ahead, Gary.
Let's get back to your original question in the first segment about this Brewers team. And I think we haven't seen enough. I still think there's problems in the pitching rotation. I mean, I think that is still an issue for them. Now, you're right, Craig Counsell, and this is what he did last year. A little unorthodox in the way they got the win yesterday, but nevertheless they got it, right? So you got to give them complete credit for that. But I think there is still a problem there that needs to be washed out. Listen, here's what you're thinking as a Brewer fan, and maybe you're not. I mean, I could be wrong. 4-4, 7-9, 9-12, 50. You're looking for World Series. You one game away. I don't know. If you ask me right now today, you are far away from getting to the World Series than when you ended it this past season.
Every year is different.
No, exactly. Right. You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
And I think that's part of the toughest thing is where you stop a run that was that great and at that pinnacle, and then you see all the position players come back. But then, like, in that same vein, you lose Corey Knebel in spring training, and you're like, okay, hey, we lost him last year. Right. We're going to be okay. And then again, you had dudes that stepped up where, frankly, I don't know how many people thought Jeremy Jeffress was going to be that good last year as he was.
No.
Make himself into an all-star. You knew Josh Hader was decent. You didn't know that he was going to be the most dominant pitcher in the game.
Yes.
So maybe, too, it's learning from playing from ahead instead of playing from in attack mode.
Well, most certainly the difference from this year and last year, they're the hunted. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, which means that teams are going to give them play them. They're not going to walk through anybody anymore. That is most certainly an issue. But I think the biggest issue is still their rotation of pitchers. I think that is still an issue. Now, we don't know how this stuff is going to work out. But for me, that is still an issue. Now, for a minute there, you know, Travis Shaw, well, he still isn't, but Travis Shaw is not hitting. But if you look at Ryan Braun over the last couple of days, though.
Warming up.
Looks like
getting back to where think he can be at.
Moose about, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, wasn't done. Now he's kind of come around a little bit. So you've had those issues, and I think those will tend to, if you believe in your hitting, I think that will wash itself out. But if we talking about at the end of the day, what gets you to the World Series, what wins you a pennant is pitching.
And based on last year, that has to be your goal this year, right? I mean,
I think so, Tim. You're one game away. So, I mean, if you're a Brewer fan, great, we're winning games. But do we really have enough in our rotation to get to the World Series right now today? And I would have to say no.
Or over the course of time, There's more clarity in baseball.
Oh, absolutely. Way more clarity, Tim.
So there's, 40 games in. It's a quarter turn. But, I think we've seen enough. And I'll tell you after the break here, I just believe that I don't even think they're playing that great a baseball.
No, they're not.
But yet they're still winning seven over. So is
you want to go their last 10 games and who they've played?
Well,
And you only play what's on your schedule, okay? I get that. You play who's on your schedule, but do you want to do the last 10 games?
It's Rockies, Mets, and Nationals.
There you go.
Which is, not the Dodgers, Cardinals, and Cubs.
No, and that was
sure.
And they did that already.
But these are two of those three teams were in the playoffs last year.
And they did that already. They did the Dodgers, Cardinals, and Cubs. They did that.
Well, the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game is brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust.
I like old Gene.
And Are You Kidding Me is, he just absolutely, almost on a nightly basis, impresses. It's Christian Yelich, a three-hit game today. Is there a sweeter swing in all of baseball? Man, this dude is something else.
Is that Ken Griffey-like?
Number 16. It is just...
Is it Ken Griffey-like?
I don't know if anyone's going to get him out. I mean, on a consistent basis.
Is that swing Ken Griffey-like?
I think Griffey had a little more movement in his swing. Yelich is a little more...
Griffey's was a much bigger, longer swing.
Longer swing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Taller and longer, yeah. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break here, 799-1250, and we'll ask you, do they have enough through the first 25%? Do they have enough to achieve or get near that goal of winning or making it to a World Series? And also some Dallas Keuchel comments coming up as well as Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals meets the Wendy's Big Show, and this message from Harry's Razors and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Hey, Harry's Razors, man. Now, I understand that Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. I totally get it. But that does not mean that you can't still think about Dad, because Father's Day comes up the very next month, does it not? It is still in June, if memory serves correct. So that is when you want to be taking care of that person. Or maybe it's a birthday coming up for somebody that needs a new razor set as well. Maybe that's what you're looking at. And Harry's Razors is a good one there, too. Again, we are talking about, now just think about this for a second. We are talking about millions and millions of men that use Harry's Razors on a day-to-day basis. And if you are not one of them, what is your reason? It can't be cost. It just can't be cost. Because if you listen to this show, the Wendy's Big Show, cost is not an issue when it comes to Harry's Razors. Why? Because if you use the code word Sparky at harrys.com, S-P-A-R-K-Y, then you can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3, plus free shipping. And why do you want this? Well, it's simple. Nice, smooth, close shave that I get each and every time I use Harry's Razors, and an affordable price that goes along with it. And the sharpest blades you're going to find. Why are they so sharp? Well, Harry's bought their own factory in Germany to cut out the middleman and pass off some of the savings to you. Plus, 100% quality guarantee. If you don't like their product, they offer you a money-back guarantee if you don't love your shave. But let's be honest, you're going to love your shave at the end of the day. So, for limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Use code SPARKY at checkout to claim your offer and let them know I sent you to help support The Big Show.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not?
The Brewers are hot, that's for sure. Six straight after today's 7-3 victory, and they've just completed an 8-2 homestand. And yeah, I guess you could look at, in some respect, the competition that you're playing, but still, 8-2, man, there's strength in longevity in baseball, and it's not just a series, it was a 10-gamer, and it's an 8-2 mark. high watermark here of seven games over 500 at 23-16.
Now, Timmy, I think the most important part of this is, and you and I talked about it on the postgame show right after they lost the 11 of 16, right? And they hit it to being 13-13.
Yeah.
It's not going to kill you. And 8-2 isn't going to put you into the World Series. It's not going to win you the division, but it's going to help you. It's not going to win it for you. Now the issue is you can't go and lose 11 of 16 again. After you won you went 8-2 in the first 10, then you had the slide. So now it's going to be interesting to see how they back this up. If you go and play 500 ball for 2.5 weeks, then you really know that you can kind of start sustaining and stacking some of this on top of each other and hopefully getting to that 12, 13, 14, 18 game over 500 marks.
Yeah, yeah. And really, you've recovered from that 11 of 16, losing 11 of 16. You've recovered from that, but you're right. You don't want to give it all back. I mean, if they go on and play in the next 5-2-3, I mean, that's okay because you're starting to chew on the schedule
because
a little bit.
There was the run when they lost, what was that, 9 of 11 last year or 10 of 11 going into the All-Star break,
yeah,
including
yeah.
that five-game series where you lose every single one in Pittsburgh before the break. It took them like 6 weeks to get back to the point where they were, to fully recover from that losing streak. You're back into the situation where you pretty much have recovered from that 11 of 16 that you lost.
Yeah, yeah, and certainly they have. And the Brewers are hot, and who's not? Jeremy Hellickson in today's ball game.
That's mean.
Yeah, well, he goes
I like Jeremy Hellickson.
That's not right. It was not like his that. Fault. Everybody on that Nationals team, dude, should Rawlings, like, just go to Nationals Park and figure out if everybody needs new gloves or something? Because that team's defense was absolutely putrid all series long.
Well, and they did come in limping just a little bit with an issue with travel.
Mm-hmm. Sparky talked about that the other day.
Yeah, and that can affect you, man. They were back and forth from the jetway to the runway, and it was a grand total of 6 or 7 hours in a plane. And then they said, "Well, just in Philadelphia, yeah, go back to the hotel room for a few hours, get back on a plane, land the same day you're going to play a few hours later." So, I mean, I give them a slight pass, but the Brewers did what they had to do. Who's hot, who's not, brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com. I understand it's 39 games, but it's buttoned up to the point where the first 26 games, you're at 13-13. The following 13 games, you go 10-3. And looking a lot better, especially the pitching staff. And it's... You got to remember, when you look at the numbers here, guys, you have to realize that they went with three essentially rookies in the rotation type pitchers in Woodruff, Burns, and Peralta. And that did inflate those numbers a little bit. Now you look at the numbers, now they're Craig Counsell, again, getting a little bit better as to how to use what he's got, has settled these guys down in the six-game winning streak to giving up 12 total runs. That's the entire pitching staff. They've given up 12 runs in a six-game winning streak, including an 18-inning affair.
How good are the Mets and the Nationals?
That really is, you know, falls into the philosophy of Craig Counsell gets better. The longer time goes by, the better he gets at using what he's got.
How good are the Mets and Nationals?
I
are they
the
as
Mets
good as the
okay.
Cardinals? Are they as good as the Dodgers?
No, but you held serve against the Dodgers, Cardinals, and Cubs through that whole gauntlet of
right,
schedule.
But your pitching staff didn't look as good as it's looked in the last six games. That's my point. So now
no, but it wasn't the same pitching staff.
That's
either.
True. You're right. So now you get the Cubs this weekend. I think you get a better idea of really where this pitching staff is this weekend. I think even if you lose 2 out of 3 this weekend, but if you're only giving up, you know, 3 runs a game, yeah. 4 runs a game, mm-hmm. you feel better about things. You're like, okay, this pitching staff's turned the corner. It wasn't just who they were playing. They legitimately look like they've turned the corner. Me, personally, I'll feel more comfortable on Monday if this pitching staff kind of keeps these guys in check over the weekend. But if I come in here Monday and they average giving up 7 runs a game as a staff, I'm not going to feel as comfortable as you two feel right now about this team.
Well, and two, Tim, it's a great point, because last year when you saw the Cubs in that weekend set where you lost 3 of 4,
correct,
the aggregate score was like 9-4.
Correct.
So like if you
long scores.
If you lose all three games this weekend, but you lose it combined maybe 10-6.
Yep. Fine. That's like three runs a game. I'm fine with
that. Baseball happens.
Right.
Yeah. And the rough part of this series, this upcoming series, to do a little forward thinking with our friends at Forward Financial Partners, check them out at ffpwi.com. The tough part of this is you're facing three left-handed pitchers, and I think that you're going to have guys step up hitting lefties, and that is going to be an Eric Thames at times. Zeus is going to have to step up big time because he's going to play all three games. Ryan Braun, going to have to step up big time offensively in this Cubs series. He will play all three games. Yelich, hey, man, he can hit lefties, righties. It doesn't matter. So that's a moot point. Lorenzo Cain's going to have to improve a little bit. He's been scuffling just a touch.
And how smart is Joe Maddon once again? Why would you not do it? Yep. I get the last time it didn't work out for you. Who's starting game one of this series between the Cubs and Brewers? Of course. Jose Quintana. Yeah. Of course. I mean, why not? Like, of course it's going to be Quintana. So, Brawny.
Not even a doubt.
Brawny had, that was two homers against him last year, Tim, when we were out in the golf outing, and Sparky did the postgame show for us during that one. Braun goes yard against him this year. You tag him for 8 in the first 3 innings that he pitches and only started this year. Continue with 19 with just pounding this dude, please.
Yeah, I look for Travis Shaw probably not to start in any one of those three games in Chicago.
I'd be stunned.
He's probably going to take a breather. And Moose is going to have to get some big hits off those lefties over the weekend. A little forward thinking with Forward Financial Partners. Every team could use a Dallas Keuchel, and Dallas Keuchel does speak. And he speaks, I don't know. There's some of it I agree with, and there's some of it I disagree with. I don't know if you guys happen to read some of these comments, but this was from Yahoo Sports. If you'd asked me on the first day of free agency, I would have said no way I'd be here on May 6th, this was written. This was not the plan at all. I would love to be out there playing ball and helping a team win, because to my career at this point, I've done more winning than losing. I think we can all agree with that. That's fair
sure.
enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wish he was going to be out there. What team wouldn't want me to be out there? Am I the best at this point in time? No. But am I more or better than some of the offers that I've been getting? And that's debatable, right?
Well, sure it is. Yeah, you can.
Because when...
That's a subjective situation.
Yeah, I mean, when you sign a contract, I think from the organization's perspective, it's about projecting, you know, what he's going to be and where he's going to tail off, especially as a veteran here. That's not me being greedy. That's just my compensation in the market from the analytical information that's telling me I didn't come up with this. That came up with it, meaning the analytics, the numbers. So now they are trying to tell me I am less than what the analytical data is saying. How is that possible? He's 31 years old. He went 12-11, 3.74 ERA last year. That was 34 starts. The year before, he was under a 3 ERA. The year before that, 2 years before that, I should say, he won the Cy Young. That was 2015. He turned down the qualifying offer. So here's where I have the issue with what he's saying. Of course you want to make money, dude. Of course you do. So do I. You're the one that turned down $17 million, and now you're going to bitch about it. You did that. So I don't know if you can. Gary, I want to get your perspective on this. I know you want to get paid what the market is going to bear. And what Keuchel is saying is that if you go comps, if you compare other pitchers with those types of numbers, they were getting the decent deals, the 3-4-5 year deals. However, when you turn down a qualifying offer, I don't know if you can come back and say, hey, man, you should have paid me. I can't believe I'm sitting here on the bench.
Well, baseball, I think, is in a weird situation. I mean, the only thing that really come close to that maybe was that Le'Veon Bell last year in the NFL. He sits out because he thinks
sure.
he should have been paid more than what he was worth. And it, But I think there's something going on in baseball right now because you have other players that are sitting out there too that are not being paid. So I don't want to say the word collusion, but it feels like the market is changing right now in baseball. Whereas you look at the other two major sports, they're not really having these kinds of problems right now. I don't know where baseball is headed. I don't know where they're going. Yes, you want to get what you paid for, but they're going to just let this guy sit there and rot. I mean, now, and Steve and all these guys, we talked about it. After what are we looking for here? After, because you don't have to pay a draft pick
after,
for these guys.
In right? June, after the June, MLB draft, June. You don't have to give up a draft pick for
so
him.
So maybe after the draft, things heat up for this guy and they don't want to give up a draft pick, and maybe you see something happen then. But otherwise, these teams are, right now, no one's really knocking down his door.
And
it's not just the Brewers. You've got other teams here, too.
I thought it was a really good point, guys, that Levering made on the call the other
night.
What
did
Levering
say?
Where he said, I understand you got to be fiscally responsible. I understand you got to look out for the betterment of your entire organization. But at some point, you got to call a spade and say, this draft pick is not doing anything for me to win this year. That's doing absolutely sure. nothing for me right now. So as cool as it is to make sure that I have another pick that's in within the top 60 next year, dude, there's a good chance that if I don't win now, I'm not even going
to
be here
back there.
When this guy is up into the majors. Mm-hmm. There's no chance that I'm going to be able to see the 62nd pick or whatever your compensation totally A-round pick, because I'm going to be fired if I don't win.
Does it flip it around, this special kind of thing that is a little bit different from last year, if you go ahead and sign a Dallas Keuchel? If you want to join the conversation, 799-1250.
Or Kimbrel.
Or Kimbrel, yeah. But in this case, Keuchel goes on to say, he was talking about his agent on getting offers. I told him no on numerous deals.
That's Boris.
Because it's about principle.
He told Scott Boris no.
Yep.
Who the hell tells Scott Boris no? I mean, Scott Boris is going to try and get as much as for you as he possibly can. That's what Scott Boris does. And Scott Boris says, dude, this is as good as it's going to get. You probably should take this. And you go, nah, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, you don't know this league.
I'll wait. Okay. Well, good luck to you, son.
He went on to say it's about fair market value, and I wasn't getting that. When people tweet at me, hey, stop being the Le'Veon Bell of baseball, it's a funny line, yes. His response, yeah, he stood up for himself. And that part of it I get. I completely understand. But you're turning down money. Now you're turning down the $17-plus million, almost $18 million qualifying offer, and now you're telling your agent, don't take more money offered to you. I don't know.
That's tough. And you can't make that money up.
Yeah, you're never going to be able to make that money back. Yeah, like, Le'Veon Bell's never going to make that $14.5 million that he left on the table this year.
It was a similar situation, guys, with Mike Moustakas.
Very similar.
Prior to last year, I mean, he turned down the qualifying offer of, what, $17-plus million.
And now it's going to take him 2 years to be able to make that money back. But I think it's different, too, Tim, when you're looking at the positions, because you quantifiably can look and find another guy that can kind of do what Mike Moustakas can do on a baseball field, defensive-wise, sabermetrics-wise, what he does for you at the plate, discipline, all that good stuff. But there's part of that that's still the brand name when a guy that's won a championship and these dudes saw win a championship walks into your clubhouse. Dallas Keuchel won a title, and everybody that's in this on this Brewers team saw him pitch huge for the Astros to win a title. And Justin Verlander was that same thing. It's a kick in the pants of saying, dude, we know that this team is good enough, but this guy's been there before, and he's going to show you how it's done again.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I know there's a new CBA coming after next year.
I'll tell you this, though. This doesn't make me like Dallas Keuchel much more than I already disdain him. I already don't care for Dallas Keuchel that much. This also doesn't help his case with me.
Guys, some of it I agree with, though.
Sure.
I completely understand why he would want fair market value. But a guy at 31, he's also got to understand the analytics from the organization's perspective also. It's clear that guys his age, 31 years old, you Ask Jeff Supon what happens when you're 31. Ask Randy Wolf what happens. Ask these guys what happens. Your skills diminish. I'm not a doctor, but I know the older you get, the more your skills diminish a little bit. The chances are better that the skills are going to tail just a little bit here. Now, could he have a resurgent year or two? Of course he could. Some bodies and pitchers learn to pitch at a higher age. I understand that. But in terms of all the numbers, I think the Brewers should be very carefully, they should be fiscally very careful when it comes to a Dallas Keuchel on a multi-year deal. Would you, Stevie? I know, I think I know where you're going. Of course we would take Kimbrel for a two-year deal. A shorter window of time, fine. We can chew on that money.
Yeah, I agree with that. First of all, I'll go back to Keuchel. I don't like Dallas Keuchel. Dallas Keuchel was about as outspoken as you could be against what the Brewers were doing last year and Tampa. He doesn't believe in bullpenning. They're going to get guys hurt. It's stupid. You're diminishing the value of the starting pitcher. Blah, blah, blah. Guess what? Now you got yourself screwed. So I don't feel sorry for him. If he doesn't end up a Brewers uniform, whatever. Is he a good pitcher? Can he help the Brewers? Absolutely. Am I willing to give him a 4 or 5 year deal for $20 million a year? No, I am not. Not interested. If he wants to do a couple years, I'm good. If Kimbrel wants to do a couple years, I'm good. I'm not going long term on either one of these guys. But going back to what you said originally, which is, you know, does this help make it feel a little bit more special if you get one of those two?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I was listening to you last night talking about it on the postgame show with Jeff Orlowski. As far as the Junior Guerra thing that you brought up, and it's funny because Tim last night, if you missed it, was talking about what if they made Junior Guerra the closer? And then Josh Hader goes back to his normal role. Jeremy Jeffers is in the eighth, and we go down that road. And I brought that exact question up to these guys in our show meeting yesterday, and they never made the big show. But I brought the exact same thing up, and you're right. If they get a closer, and now all of a sudden Guerra can be back there with Hader and with Jeffers to get to the closer Kimbrel, that bullpen becomes a lot better, and it eases up that tension on that starting pitching staff.
I got a little heated, and I sent a message to David Stearns. Get a closer.
Yep.
Your bullpen will be better. I'll go with the starting rotation. We'll get more into this after the break here, but Brewers do get a victory, 7-3 the final, their sixth consecutive win. Their high watermark now 7 games over .500 after the victory. They wrap up an 8-2 10-game homestand. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey as we meet the Wendy's Big Show. And a message about Gary's friends at J&J Contractors.
Yeah, my good friends over at J&J Contractors. Ask for Jason. Ask for Jason. Guys, you're looking to do something to your interior of your home. Well, my good friends at J&J Contractors can get that done for you. If you're looking for, like, you know, cabinets, if you're doing something, let's say, countertop, let's say you want to have more of a livable space somewhere in your house, well, my good friends over at J&J Contractors can get that done as well. Guys, if you're looking to add on, like, maybe a bathroom, they can do outdoor oasis. It's going to get warm, but if you get an outdoor oasis, I mean, maybe you throw in a fireplace.
Gotta have a fire pit.
Yep. Outdoor oasis.
Throw some marshmallows out there. Ooh.
And here's what else they're doing. They're going to be doing something special here that's coming up, guys. Once again, they have been picked to be the showcase remodel for the NARE Milwaukee Tour of Homes. That's a big deal for them. The NARE Tour of Remodel Homes is May 18th and 19th. The big kickoff is a charitable event on May 17th to raise money for the Aurora Cancer Care House. That's when you get to see the great work that J&J Contractors does. Private viewing of a home in Whitefish Bay across the street from Lake Michigan. Great food from Saz's. Live entertainment, beverages, really good wine, all while raising money for the Aurora Care House. Last year, we raised $15,000, and our goal this year, folks, is to raise $20,000. So join us for a great cause on May 17th. You will understand why I love the boys at J&J Contractors so much, all while raising money for a great cause. Ticket and information available at NareMilwaukee.org. That's NareMilwaukee.org. Guys, don't forget, it's May 17th.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. Here's the scoop from the skipper on the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Brewers do get a victory today. They're 6 straight, 7-3, the final, and they wrap up that 10-game homestand at 8-2. Bay Buchanan Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey as we meet the Wendy's Big Show and the correction of the game in this one, a 7-3 Brewers victory, is brought to you by Milwaukee County House of Correction. In this one, guys, I would have sat Ryan Braun in this one. And given him, he sat a couple of games earlier on here, mm-hmm. just a few days ago, and I would have corrected that with a sitting of Ryan Braun today, because then you get the off day tomorrow, and then you have 3 games that he's got to be in against the lefties in Chicago.
I'll say this, though. I'm glad that Ryan Braun was back in there. I'm also glad Ryan Braun was in the cleanup spot, because it was just like a flash to the past of Grandpa Maka. And let's all remember how much we all loved Ken Maka while he was the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, right?
Loved
he was
him.
One of our favorites of
that's,
all time.
That's the way baseball has gone, though. We don't steal bases anymore. It's station-to-station
right?
baseball.
Yeah.
Everything that Maka believed in is exactly what is happening in baseball
was
right now.
Ahead of his time.
Everything
yeah.
Maka preached is exactly what's happening in baseball right now across the board.
That is true.
That is so true. Wow.
And how different than Renicky, who would just, everybody gets the go
sign.
Oh,
and everybody
just
absolutely
everyone
despise
run.
That man for
yep.
it.
Remember that? Test your limits. We don't know. They got to test their limits. They got to get thrown out a few times.
I'd love to know how many bases that he had as the bench coach, how many bases they stole out in Boston last year.
Orlando Arcia last night just right through the stop sign of Ed Cedar.
Not a stop sign, a stop suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
Craig Council had some comments after the ball game. His team's playing well, 7 games over .500. Here's what he had to say after the game today.
You know, I think he's throwing the ball very well all year, really. I mean, he had a couple starts where, you know, it was a bad inning that got him, but he's definitely going in the right way and gaining confidence, I think. And it was just good all around today. It was a solid, solid start.
Going into this road trip, I think it's your longest by games all year. You feel like it was important to get, you know, all facets now are kind of coming together a little bit, it seems. Just feel good about where you're at going into this long stretch?
Well, I mean, we played a good stretch of baseball. We just played 2 really good series. So whatever part of the season that happens in is helpful and good to see. And again, I think our pitching is, you know, the story of the homestand to me is just how our pitching really, has come together, and starters doing a nice job, bullpen guys, really getting some order down there, it feels like. And so that's the best thing to come out of the homestand is just how we pitched.
Did you see that coming, the 180 degree turn on the pitching?
Well, I mean, I think anytime you get into, you know, I think we had just gotten to an extreme that was gonna change course, you know. I think the biggest thing that's bullpen wise, it's, you know, Corbin down there and JJ throwing the ball really well has changed a lot. From the starting perspective, and, you know, the guys have just, they're just flat out throwing the ball better. You know, the starters have just performed as we expected, and probably some of that's kind of, they had some bad luck and some early starts and some things that weren't going to continue. So, I thought it was going to definitely get better. I think that kind of changes we've made in personnel and look of the pitching staff have helped us.
Who's really been swinging the bat well on this homestand, and again today another nice day at the plate?
Yeah, I mean, he's been really consistent. He's just been a consistent hitter for us. And productive, and like I said, that, you know, the ball going the other way is just such a good sign for him. You know, it's never, you know, he's never guiding it over there or steering it over there, but it's a swing path that tells me that he's got his A swing, and so he hits a homer, but then he hits a double to left field. So it's just that's when you know Mike's I think is locked in, and he's going to take good swings and going to do some damage.
Did you see where that ball hit the wires on his? Because it looked like on the replay as it hit over fair territory, it fell fair.
Well, yeah, I mean, if the umpire called a foul, if you think he was going to change the call, then...
But Yeah, you can't challenge that, right?
You can challenge it, but I don't. If there was, and maybe we should have, but I didn't. I thought it was, if there was a camera angle that was currently pointing at the ceiling and pointing at the ground, it would have been an interesting reversal.
I thought you can't challenge anything past the infield.
No, I can't challenge anything. You can challenge any boundary stuff, any boundary stuff. You can challenge stuff past the, not in front of the infielders.
Craig, they kind of opened the door for you there in the first inning, and you guys took advantage of it. They had some walks, they had some errors. I don't know what happened on the Thames' fly ball down the left field line. Like, I just missed it.
I think that was a big part of this series, is just us taking advantage of some things. That's how it works. You know, you got to capitalize on mistakes, and we did that in the first inning, and it got us a lead. And it was an important part of the game for sure. I thought the last two series we did. If the other team makes mistakes, you're hoping you can capitalize on them.
Yeah, and things tend to bounce right when you're on a little bit of a roll, and the Brewers are in their sixth consecutive win today with a 7-3 victory. 799-1250, let's get Michael in here. Michael, you're on the Fan. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to comment on a few things. First of all, I would like to say, when you look back at some of the serious issues that the Milwaukee Brewers were having, was with starting pitching. And you look and see what took place with Craig Counsell making some changes in that starting rotation and removing Peralta and removing Barnes and acquiring Gio Gonzalez and bringing back Chase Anderson up out of the bullpen and putting them in the starting rotation. You're seeing some really stability. You're seeing some really good stats. It has changed the makeup and the attitude of this team by removing those two key players out of that starting rotation, and see them play a lot better. And another comment regarding with the David Keuchel situation. It's not always necessarily that it revolves around money. First of all, if a player really wants to play with a team, he could sacrifice and play. And for whatever reason, who knows what the situation is with him. But, you know, to bring people into the Brewer organization right now that really we don't really necessarily have a need. Like, you got many people that can close out a game. You got JJ that can close out. You got Jeremy. You got Junior Guerra that can close. You also have the Smith guy that can close out. So
Birch,
yeah. You got so many people that can close. And there probably will be many changes, more changes to this Brewer lineup and the Brewer pitching staff. Mm-hmm. So to change the makeup, and you got to remember, you cannot forget about the players that really have made this team to where they are today. Mm-hmm. I understand, bringing in outside help to get the ultimate prize, what we want this team to do. But you just really cannot forget about and change the whole makeup of the team.
Okay, gotcha.
Appreciate it, Michael.
Michael, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Right. Well, I don't even know where to go there. You brought Gio in though. I mean,
but Gio was brought in last year, so he was
part of the crew.
Part of the crew.
Okay. All right. Well,
another all-timer though.
If David you can Keuchel. get a closer, it just allows you to do so many different things from the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth innings.
Tim, you ready for Birch Smith to close games for you?
Yeah. No, I'm not. Mike, I'm ready for Mike though. Mike, you're on the Fan. We go from Michael to Mike. What's up, Mike?
I will try to do my best and not get first and last names all crossed up. I was at the season ticket holder event yesterday where David Stearns was the guest, thing they do every year. And we asked David Stearns about the draft pick compensation for the pending free agents, obviously Kimbrel and Keuchel. And he's not going to explain a lot, but he did reference the fact that this particular year, if they were to sign somebody like Dallas, they'd have to give up a fourth-round pick. And he said if the price was right and the fit was right, I'll sacrifice a fourth-round pick right now to get games, but he has not moved off of what he wanted in January, and so it's just not worth it. And so to your guys' point, I think what we're really missing is not Keuchel with this attitude And with his age and where he might deteriorate, I want no part of that, even if he does lower his price. But I do think Kimbrel, if we got him on a two-year deal, and it sounds like he's more amicable to just what he's going to make, I think that makes all the difference for this team. Because to me, in the month of September, what made us the strongest force was having Hader, Jeffress, Knebel. And we are not going to have Knebel for the rest of the year. We don't know when he'll return to full strength next year. I think we can get by with our starting pitching. I think teams overall value it differently. And maybe Jimmy comes back and he can help as well. But I think we do need a closer. Birch Smith does not close games for me.
No.
Mr. Albers, I still don't trust Mr. Albers. And Claudio seems like he's solid, but again, he's just a left-hander guy. I think Kimbrel gives us that edge of three dominant closers because Jeffress seems like his velocity's back. So that, to me, puts us right back where we were last year. Plus, Grandal has more offensive production than what Pena and Kratz had. So I think that's key, and I want to make it happen. Do we offload Chase since he's pitching better? Can we offload his $6 million if Jimmy comes back? Can we offload Thames? Is he swinging a bat okay? That's $12 million. Well, prorated it, however, the contract is now. That's the money for Kimbrel. So it's there.
Mike, great call. It's one of the better calls we've had in a few weeks.
Yeah, that was really good.
It is. Yep. He's right on the money.
And it's well thought out.
A closer. Get a closer, man. You will see that Junior Guerra, Jeremy Jeffress, Josh Hader, Alex Claudio, and any number of them, including Matt Albers, are better relievers if you get a closer in there right now, today.
I
wonder if you jump ahead of the game and give up the compensation, sign Kimbrel 2 years.
But that's the other thing here is you're already losing a draft pick on Grandal, right, for draft pick compensation.
You're losing your compensation,
so
A. Yep.
You're already trying to avoid that, and you probably don't want to do that all going into this draft or next year's draft or however this whole thing would work out with Kimbrel, depending on when you signed him. But for me, at least, I think it makes the starting rotation better. You're right in that it makes the rest of the bullpen guys better as well. But now if you are going to have a starting rotation that where it took Brandon Woodruff how many times before he could finally get through six innings, if you're going to have that rotation that's only going to get you 5 1/3 on a consistent basis, that bullpen now can handle it a lot better if there's an established closer back there. If Corey Knebel was back there this whole time, I don't think you'd be having nearly as much negative conversation about this bullpen.
I agree. Yeah, it's interesting. We'll take our final break here. It's just, it makes the other guys react more to you on a game-by-game basis. You're going to see teams, and you saw them last year. You better get to that Brewers team before they unleash, number 71 on us. Well, you better get to them through six innings or you're dead. And that's the way it turned out last year. Now, if you get a closer, if it is Kimbrel, maybe a similar situation, and it does affect the starters as well. Just a couple of minutes left here, and then it's a more Bucks conversation. You guys are getting ready for a big, big night tonight. Brewers did their half. Bucks going to do their half tonight. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey. Tim and Tausch, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. After a Brewers 7-3 victory, just kind of makes you want to celebrate with a big bone-in ribeye.
Oh, you could do that. Absolutely, you can do that. Or a big Al Capone roast. That would work too. Hey, Milwaukee's basketball team can wrap up their series tonight with Boston. So if you're watching from home, there's still time to stop by our champion butcher, Robert Specialty Meats, for the best dinner time treats for game watching. Paul Roberts, huge Bucks fan, has lots of options to make any meal satisfying, from hand cut USDA prime steaks, awesome stuffed pork roast and chicken breasts, such easy dinner time treats like ribs on a stick, delicious, marinated chicken skewers and barbecue garlic parmesan or Door County cherry varieties, original gourmet burgers, or more than 30 varieties of sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, just full of zesty flavor. Plus, they have Al Capone burgers as well, if you've never had those. Do yourself a favor this week and eat hearty and healthy food from an old-time butcher shop. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT, to reserve your order. When you visit, make sure you sample some of their made fresh daily Cherrywood Smoked Bee Sticks, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Pitching is nearly everything in baseball, but it doesn't always go as planned. Let's see who got lit up tonight. Sponsored by Heiser Automotive. Today's your day. Online at Heiser.com.
7-3, the final. Brewers get the victory today. And just in a couple of minutes here, Bucks conversation with the Wendy's Big Show. Stick around for that as you guys prepare for game five here.
Yeah, you got to get out of here. We got to talk some Bucks.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wrap this thing up. Come on.
No doubt.
Come on.
Anthony Mandela, who's behind the glass over there. There's a question here, Billy, Gary, Stevie. What does Bill Schroeder and Bill Schmidt have in common? Do you guys know?
Bill Schroeder.
Were they both catchers?
No. Okay. No.
Right, hey, there you go.
Maybe they were. Billy, were you a catcher?
I caught a little bit. I wasn't great at blocking the balls, though. Okay. I let a lot back. I was liking his money in that sense.
So what does Baby Tausch, other than the name Bill, what does Baby Tausch and Bill Schroeder have in common? Anthony Mandela, you can play the audio.
It's an interesting dynamic, as Bill Spires was telling us. His stories reminded me of Granato.
Yeah.
You're getting your degree, and you're trying to win the next game.
Yeah. To a lesser degree, I did the same thing. After my playing career, I went back. I went to Carroll College at the time. Now it's Carroll University. Got my degree.
Oh, right!
It was one of those things. And I recall I wasn't the greatest student when I was at Clemson. I mean, I got by. I mean, mid to lower twos as far as a grade point average.
Same. You're eligible. That's good.
Same.
But when I went back, I mean, it was like 3.8.
Not the same anymore.
Come on, don't lie.
But if you go back, you would probably be better now that you're older.
I'll definitely be better when I go back.
Yeah.
No, I did that exact same thing.
Did you?
When I went back.
You played it on the air, remember?
Yeah, I went back. I forgot I went to class. went to class and registered for the class. When you go back, it's not the same. It's completely different. And right, I think I ended up with like a 4.0.
Because like you don't have anything else to do but go.
You're not that stupid kid anymore. Right. It was even worse. I was working. I was, had kids, I was married and doing all that kind of stuff. And that was, I think, more time consuming than just playing football.
Oh, I bet.
Because I had to drive to Whitewater.
Oh, yeah.
Billy, did you know that about Rock?
I had no idea. I did not know that he was a pioneer. Cool. Yeah. That is pretty sweet.
So where did he go? He went to Clemson? Mm-hmm. He played baseball at Clemson.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why we had Dabo Swinney throwing out the first pitch today at the Brewer game.
That was interesting. And just a quick news and note here. Bill Spires, the former Brewers infielder. What? You remember him.
Shortstop.
Yeah, he's on the football staff for Clemson. Did you know that, Steve?
Yeah, I did know that. But
I did not know that.
Can I just bring this up? What's up with Fires?
Mike Fires.
Yeah, I know.
Second no-hitter of his career,
what did we
man.
Give him up for?
You ended up getting Josh Hader.
Yeah.
We got Hader for Fires? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all.
Isn't that something?
Because I was pissed off when I saw it yesterday. I go, what did we give up for this guy?
Well, he went in the Gomez deal.
Yep.
Yeah, he did. Because he did no here in Houston, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So you got Hauser, who started yesterday. You got Hader, Brett Phillips, who went in another
Santana.
Deal. And Domingo Santana.
All right, we're all right.
Yeah, it worked out.
Okay. It worked out for everybody.
Yep.
Mike Fires, two complete games. Yes. Two complete games in his career, both of them no-hitters.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
How baseball has changed, man.
Holy Dave Bush.
Stop.
All right, you guys stick around. Bucks conversation as downtown filling up, and there could be a big-time celebration tonight, so stick around for more Bucks conversation. That's going to do it for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Wendy's Big Show continues next. And remember, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.